I think I fell for Bill the night we met. Our mutual friend Carter introduced us, and I don't think my dick went soft the whole evening. Once again, it was a party I hadn't even wanted to go to in the first place. I dated Carter a few times, but things never really clicked between us. Partially, it was because he'd let me know that he was only interested in open relationships. Me, I'm old-fashioned, and want monogamy. It had turned out to be a fun night. The host was this hilarious lesbian named Annie. The guest list was mixed, and I, surprisingly, found a lot of people to talk to. As introverted as I can be, I was feeling pretty happy with myself for being so outgoing. Then Carter introduced me to Bill. After that, everyone else just seemed to vanish. I had spotted him across the room earlier, standing with what I assumed was a group of friends. He seemed so at ease, laughing, smiling, eyes flashing. I hadn't dared approach him. He was just too good-looking, and I just wasn't in the mood to be rejected. I mean, who is? Ever. I'm not that good at making the approach, which should be obvious. Thank goodness men find me attractive enough that I get hit on, otherwise I'd never get laid. Plus, I had just found out that another potential boyfriend, a man I'd been seeing over the last month while on assignment in San Francisco, was also dating a woman. I mean, fuck. How do you deal with that? Certainly not by taking your balls in hand, approaching a man, and having him look right through you. Bill didn't ignore me when Carter introduced us, though, and up close, Bill was even better looking than from afar. He had the sweetest smile and the most beautiful hazel eyes I'd ever seen. When he focused on me, something happened to them that's hard to explain. I actually saw his pupils dilate, and these little flecks of gold seemed to just appear in his eyes. My breath caught. His hair was blonde and spiky short, and he had the jawline and cheekbones of a movie star. His body was simply Herculean, with a huge chest, and I could see a light covering of hair peeking out above his V-neck shirt. A hairy chest is a weakness of mine. I think it was all those beach movies and television shows when I was a kid that did it. Hairy chests just say masculine to me. What's better, though, was that Bill and I had a lot in common. We'd both been married, both felt we had to try the straight life first, both failed, and both come out a little later in life than most gay men these days. I was in my early 30s before I even dared go to a gay bar, and he a few years older than that. "You know," Bill told me that night, "Carter was right. You're great." Bill thought I was great. My heart leapt into my throat. "And I hope we get to be friends." And then it dropped into my stomach. Friends? Friends? I wanted to jump his bones, and he wanted to be friends. That would be cool, I told him bravely. "You can never have enough friends," I sighed. "It's nice to have a man after my friendship for once," I lied. "We've been friends ever since. I'm not complaining, it's just that, like I said before, I wanted more than that." "Is that awful?" Bill is about the nicest, kindest, most loyal and generous guy I've ever known. Being friends was better than nothing. It was amazing. And to think I needed to resign myself to friendship was a terribly unkind cut to Bill. "Please go with me," Bill pleaded, reaching out and touching my hand. A little shock went through me, and my stomach jumped. "For me?" His eyes did that thing, pupils growing, gold flecks shining. My heart skipped a beat, and I'm not mentioning what was happening elsewhere. The look on his face was so sweet there was no way I could refuse, no matter how much I wanted to. I sighed. "Okay, Bill. For you." He grinned a grin that would part the clouds on an overcast day. "All right," he crowed. "I'll pick you up tonight, 7 o'clock sharp. We'll eat first, my treat." And before I could change my mind, he was out the door. About a year earlier, Bill and I had dated brothers. They weren't twins, but they looked a lot alike. Both were pale, blue-eyed, and red-headed. What were the odds? They were many a man's fantasy. Me, I'd never really been attracted to redheads. The brothers were less than a year apart in age, and despite the fact that I'm not usually into their type, I have to admit they were as cute as could be. There was an energy about them that just...